The Food and Drug Administration said today that the popular allergy medicine Claritin may be sold without a prescription. Today's decision marks the end of a 4-year battle that pitted a large insurance company in California against drug maker Schering Plough. Uninsured consumers will benefit from the FDA's decision, but those who have health insurance may have to pay more. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The first non-sedating antihistamine, Celdane, hit the market in the mid-1980s, and allergy medicines have been a growth industry ever since. In 1995, 2 years after market leader Claritin was approved by the FDA, Americans bought more than $1 billion of oral antihistamines. Last year, retail sales hit almost $5 billion. The pills were hot sellers because millions of Americans suffer from seasonal allergies. With this new generation of drugs, Celdane, then Claritin, Allegra, and Zyrtec, Americans didn't have to choose between drying their runny noses and teary eyes and staying awake. 4 years ago, insurance company WellPoint Health Networks decided it was sick of paying for the party. It asked the FDA to approve the sale of Claritin, Allegra, and Zyrtec without a prescription. Insurers don't normally pay for over-the-counter drugs. WellPoint said that by the drug maker's own accounts, these drugs were as safe as sugar pills, and far safer than the older generation of antihistamines, medicines like Benadryl and Dimetapp, which make users drowsy and were sold over-the-counter already. The drug makers objected. They said it wasn't safe to sell their drugs without prescriptions. An FDA advisory panel disagreed last year. And earlier this year, Schering Plough went to the FDA and said it had changed its mind. It, too, wanted Claritin to be sold without prescriptions. In the intervening years, the company had tried several times to get friendly congressmen to introduce bills that would have extended its patent on Claritin from December 2002 to 2005. But those efforts failed. Generic versions of Claritin would have been on the market by next month anyway. And two competitors, Johnson & Johnson and Wyeth, promised to take generic Claritin over the counter. Now, Schering Plough gets first crack at that market, and analysts say over-the-counter Claritin could displace all antihistamines, on and off prescription, because it's such a strong brand. FDA hasn't ruled yet on Allegra or Zyrtec. Claritin is already sold without a prescription in Canada, where it costs about $17 for a month's supply, one-fifth of what it costs here with a prescription. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.